When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Although I did think that the Jets were going to hire Matt Eberflus because I kept hearing Joe Benigno go, Eberflus! This Eberflus! Can we get this Eberflus out of here? But now I can hear Borgonzi. What has Borgonzi done since he's been here? Can you tell me that? Who has Borgonzi drafted since he's been here? The second I heard that name, he's either going to be a Jet or a Giant.
You know when David Stearns had his first press conference?
Yeah.
And we all looked at that and we said, okay, that guy knows what he's doing.
Sure.
Like, he just sounded right.
Yeah.
And he sounded like he was in control, but he was also a fan of the Mets. And, you know, he just felt right.
I felt right when Joe Douglas was here. I felt right when Joe Shane was hired. I felt right. You know, I didn't feel right with Mickey Callaway and Brody Van Wagenen. No, but there's been other guys who have failed. You know, Joe Judge's opening press conference, people were ready to run through a wall for him. And that opening press conference changed everybody's mind. This guy came out of nowhere and he went up there. I was like, we love this guy. Giants football. Then 2 years later, talking himself out of a job.
Well, they had issues.
They did. All right.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio. I got to reset my whole TikTok algorithm because it's just been all drone-related content and all my fun stuff is no longer there. Like our guy who sings, you know, the juicy, juicy mango looking very nice. He's got all sorts of new ones, too. And, you know, potato chip, potato chip, potato chip, potato chip. All these great ones. And they're not there anymore because it's just it's drone after drone after drone story. And even some of like the Barstool inner working things that were going on, all the drama that's going on at Barstool with Brianna Chicken Fry. That's a big one. I don't even get that anymore.
You know, I was definitely going to ask you this, and then Al just put this Brian from Harding up on the screen here. I'm going to let Brian from Harding ask you the question.
Oh, okay.
Brian, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer Radio. Yeah, what's going on?
What's up, man?
So, Boomer, Gio, I just had a quick question for you. I wanted to know the truth. Did you actually stay up to watch the Sunday night game last night?
Well,
or were you watching an evening with Dua Lipa?
I had both on because the evening with Dua Lipa started a little bit later. It started at 9 p.m. It was supposed to start at 8:30. So,
yeah.
And I was in my fantasy playoff matchup. I was going up against a team that had Jackson Smith and Jigba on it. So I definitely had some interest there. And it's a little loud there, Brian. But no, I went some. Once the special came on, I ended up going over to that and watching the first 45 minutes, but then I had to go to sleep because I was tired and I did not want to be exhausted, and I was recording it. I have it on my library on YouTube TV, so I'll watch the rest of it today. And Sabrina would have been mad at me if I watched the whole thing without her. She wants to watch it with me.
All right, good.
So I'll watch the whole thing with her later today.
Look at you. You're like a Hallmark dad.
Yes. But it was, I mean, it was really cool. She did all her songs, you know, with the big orchestra behind her at a world famous theater in London, which is sort of like me doing this show at the Blue Point Brewery. You know, sort of the same.
Well, doing this show at, you know, maybe Paramount.
Well, that too, yes. Yeah. But you know what I mean. You know, it's like one of those things. But yeah, I mean, she CBS had a nice little deal with her. She was on with Colbert. She was on with Nate Burleson, Tony DiCopoli, and those guys promoting this thing.
Right.
So yeah, there you go. But yeah, I got a lot of texts.
It's not like you're a little annoyed about that.
No, I was just saying she was on CBS. She's doing CBS. She's still doing a little promotion.
Well, I mean, we're on CBS, but CBS Sports Network.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't expect Steven to step up and do anything about that. I mean, you know, he could have. He could have used his contacts.
But, yeah. He's not doing that.
Yeah. I was going to send the dad, Doogie Lipa, a text and saying, hey, you did a nice job with that. Because, you know, he produces old things. He's there. You know, hey, Doogie, nice job. Good job with that An Evening with Dua Lipa thing. Mm-hmm. Pound. Respect. But I didn't do that. I decided to just be a fan.
I got to tell you, I didn't check in on it, so.
Oh, you're missing it. You got to watch. Go back and watch. You love it. You can watch, like, just 15 minutes.
I was mesmerized by the Seahawks uniforms last night.
Yeah, those highlighter uniforms.
The highlighter uniforms, yeah.
They are intense. I'll tell you that much. And that team is in a whole world of hurt. I love the
Packers all-white uniform, but what I didn't understand is, like, so they have the stripe down the pants, and mm-hmm. they have the stripes in the arms. But the helmet stripe didn't match those stripes. I guess it's their whiteout helmet, whatever. But still, if that middle stripe down the middle would have matched the pants.
Would have been a little bit better for you?
I think it would have been. I think it would have pulled it all together, yeah. You know, the folks from Charles Tier would have liked it better.
Oh, indeed.
I mean, those are cool white uniforms that the Packers have.
Yeah, they're not bad.
See the stripe on the pants, and they have the stripe on the jersey, but the stripe on the helmet doesn't match.
Yeah, they ended up ripping those off. Like, once the Vikings put out their all-white the year before, Packers ripped it off and did it all-white, and it just doesn't look as good. But anyway, I was going to... Oh, yeah. I'm curious to see if this is a trend or just a one-year anomaly. But this year, you've said this before, and you could add another guy to this mix... This has been the year of the revenge running back, where a lot of these guys left the team. The team said, they're done. We're going to go with a younger guy. And that older guy's gone to a different organization and crushed. Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Joe Mixon, Saquon Barkley. I mean, there's been a lot of those guys.
And they're all going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. So Aaron Jones went from the Packers to the Vikings. There's been a lot of them. And generally, when those guys leave and they go somewhere else, it's like more like a Ezekiel Elliott situation than it is a what you see with Josh Jacobs. It looks like he's 19 years old again.
You know, it'd be interesting to see now. Saquon got banged up yesterday.
He did, but you know, came back in the game and he finished the game.
So. Right, but a little tougher. I mean, for some reason, you know, he has a tough time against the Steelers.
Mm.
But then again, so does everybody.
They do.
It's just the culture. It's just the mindset, even though they did get beat pretty good yesterday.
Yeah. Excited to watch the Hard Knocks that comes out on Tuesday night of this past week's action. See who they focus in on. Bet you it's going to be a lot of Lamar Jackson because they didn't do a lot of Ravens last week because they were on the bye. So I'm sure they're going to make up for it this week with Lamar's.
You're right. It's the five touchdown performance. Oh, God.
Yeah, going to be a lot of that. Hard Knocks not kind to the Giants this whole year, off season or this one or anything else. Scott in Hamilton, what's going on, Scott?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you doing?
Good,
happy
man.
Holidays
what's
to
up?
You and your families. Not much. Listen, yeah, I know everybody wants Dable and Shane mostly gone, but the way I look at it, they have never had a quarterback, namely, let's say Cam Ward, yeah, that they can go ahead and groom into the way that they want. And I just say, you know, my whole thought process. Is A, I don't want Spags. He failed as a head coach before. All right. I just don't see the point of getting rid of Dable and Shane when you're just going to have the same exact situation repeat over and over and over again. It's tiring to see this as a Giants fan.
Yeah, but it's been a long time since Steve Spagnuolo has been a head coach. And yes, I know he failed the first time, but there's been a lot of retread guys who have come back and had more success in their second job. I wouldn't just dismiss him because of that. There was a whole weird thing that was going on there. They were moving and they were going back to L.A. out of St. Louis. And then they hired Jeff Fisher to bring him through that because he'd already gone through a move. I think he has earned the opportunity to get another look here as a head coach. I wouldn't just easily dismiss him like that. But I am with you as far as bringing in other guys like coordinators or assistant GMs is just silly, unless it's Ben Johnson. You know, Ben Johnson is the jewel of everybody's eye, as he should be. He is the next one. He is the next chosen one. I mean, the Lions aren't the Lions without Ben Johnson. And he's one of those coordinators that everybody, you know, knows his name now. And, you know, like everybody knows Lou Anarumo and everybody knows Ben Johnson now. And there's a couple of coordinators out there that everybody talks about.
Everybody knows Steve Spagnuolo. And everybody knows Bobby Slowick. Everybody knows, you know, the other thing, too, is I would just say, I mean, I don't I don't know all the in-depth people on the Rams staff, but whatever the Rams are doing, man, they are, and we'll see them next week. They are a top-end team right now, man.
Yeah.
They got a healthy offensive line, and I always say this in talking about which teams are tough. I want to know the toughest teams in the NFL, right? Right now, to me, Kansas City is one of those teams. Philadelphia is one of those teams. Like, they're tough, tough physical football teams. And Pittsburgh is normally one of those teams. And it's usually centered around, you know, running the football. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's really what tells me that the Rams are one of the toughest teams in the league. They got a solid defensive line. They got a really good, healthy offensive line right now. And this Kyron Williams, man, he is just they're just slamming him up in there.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why they are where they are right now, which is the leaders of the NFC West. And they're going to be a bitch to play in the playoffs. That would be a tough team to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, with their health and the way, I mean, Puka Nacua, the fact that that guy is as good as he is shocking, you know, where he got drafted and the fact that he was great from the second he stepped on the field. Every game he's making an impact.
I'm going to say one other thing right now, and with 3 weeks to go, I'm going to say that the Lions will not be the number one seed in the NFC. That's not saying a lot. It's not, you know, all that controversial. I just don't think they're going to be the number one seed.
Think it's going to be Philly or Minnesota?
Yep.
Think it'll be? No, I'm asking you. Which one? Probably Philly.
I would think Philly, but it's going to be it's either going to be the Eagles or the Vikings.
Yeah, and so the Vikings have the Seahawks without. Well, they got the Bears tonight at home. Then they go to Seattle with potentially without Geno Smith. That's, you know, at Seattle. Then they're home to Green Bay. And
that's the tough one. That Green Bay one's going to be a bitch. The Eagles have to go.
And then they play the Lions last week.
Right, so the Eagles' last three games are at Washington, at Dallas, at Giants.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Eagles got as long as the.
They may have to win all three to win the number one seed.
I mean, obviously they're not losing to the Giants.
Right.
There's no way. I mean, could they slip up against the Commanders in that building, possibly?
I don't see it.
But, yeah, I mean, that's a tough place to go and win in a playoff situation. I know that everybody did when Andy Reid was the coach there, but, I mean, that's a tough one.
The two biggest surprises for me yesterday, the Cowboys' performance against the Panther team that had been playing good.
Mm-hmm.
And Cooper Rush threw three touchdown passes. That's there's your insurance policy.
Sure.
Right there.
Yeah.
And then Tampa Bay just hammering the Chargers.
Yeah, that was my one loss in the picks. 4-1 for me this week.
Nice.
Back on the horse. So I needed that. But yeah, I was actually, all of us ended up picking the Chargers. I should have known at that point to just go the other way. Next time that happens where all of us pick that one team three times, I'm switching my pick because it never works out.
I mean, wait a minute. So there had to be another game where all of us picked the same team, didn't?
I don't know. I just remember that one and going, uh-oh. I remember that one specifically because Jerry's like.
I think it was a bunch. Did we have a number of teams that where we, or a number of games where we picked the same pick, Al?
I'm investigating that right now.
See, I was.
There were two, but I'll check.
Two? So I was 4-1. You were 1-4. Jerry was 3-2.
Oh God!
Yeah.
You all took the Chargers.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, was that the only one where we all? I guess so. Yeah.
Yep.
See. Told you. Every time. That's the one. Loss. It's a trend.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. According to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, Mr. Fan Viking activation over here.
Yes.
I was just telling you, I think that that January 5th game between the Vikings at the Lions could be for not only the division title, but also for the number one overall seed in the NFC.
Potentially.
That would be a massive game that obviously that they would move into prime time, I'm sure.
Yes, it could also determine between the Eagles and the Vikings and not so much the Lions and the Vikings if the Lions drop another one because their defense is so decimated. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But the Vikings cannot drop any one of these games coming up. You know, they have, you know, they don't even have tonight's up there. But they play, so they play the Bears at home, as I mentioned. Then Seattle, maybe without Geno Smith. But it's that big one there, you know, going into week 18 is they got the Packers at home. And that's going to be a battle. So, but if both the Vikings and the Eagles win out, the Vikings would have the tiebreaker over the Eagles if it came down to, if the Vikings had won the division and it came down to the number one seed. But
you know, the Vikings could also, in theory, go 15-2 and be the 5 seed and have to travel somewhere.
Yeah.
The wild card round.
Yeah. Well, you know, they could be, if they're 15-2, they're going to be the number 2 seed.
No, they won't. Yeah, not if the Lions win out.
No, because they'll have beaten the Lions at the end. It'll be 15-2.
Yeah, but the
versus
Lions already beat them, so I got to figure out that tiebreaker.
It's 15-2 versus 14-3.
Oh, okay, that's right, because they lost yesterday. So yeah, if they win out, yeah they got to win out
because they play each other. So
gotta win out.
So the best case scenario would be, let's get to Detroit, the last game of the year, and that game be, if you're the NFL and you're their broadcast partners and everything else, you want to see that Vikings-Lions game, all the marbles for the division and the number one seed.
That's right. Loser gets a 5 seed and has to go to, like, Tampa or LA.
I mean the Lions have to go on the road now twice. They got to go to Chicago, and then they got to go to San Francisco.
Yep. Jerry, you're about to say something?
No.
Okay.
No, I was. I was going to say that's going to be, that likely would be the Sunday night game for sure, you would think.
Yeah, it would be, because that would have the most riding on it.
Yeah, a lot. No question. That's right. The 5 seed, maybe 14-3 and be a 5 seed.
Could be, well, yeah.
It's just awful.
Yeah. But still, though.
That's where they should. They really, I mean, we've talked about this for years. Great, you win the division, you're in the playoffs. But, man, you should reseed it 1-7 then.
Yeah.
You should. You shouldn't be 14-3 going on the road to play a team that went 9-8 and won the division.
Happens too much.
It does. It does.
All right, Jerry, what's going on?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Surf Pro Cleanup, Restoration, and Construction. Visit surfpro.com. By the way, not to be off the topic, but since they didn't play, you did see what the Niners are trying to do. Suspend Devontae Campbell.
Yes.
Not cut him and allow him to go sign with someone else.
Right.
They don't want
to. I don't think anybody else would sign him, actually.
Well, I guess. You said the other day you thought someone would because he's still a good player.
Yeah, but the more I listened, the more I heard over the weekend, the more I think.
He could be done with football.
Yeah, I mean, like, he quit on his team. I don't know. You never know with the NFL teams and what their, you know, what their level of desperation may be, but. But I think the 49ers do a better job by suspending him for conduct detrimental to the team, so he can't get paid and he can't go latch on with somebody.
That's right.
Now, the Jets did win yesterday. They beat the Jaguars. They got a late touchdown from Breece Hall. Along the way, Aaron Rodgers threw for 289, 3 touchdowns, ran for 45 yards. Season's lost. We know that, but a win is a win is a win.
They're all special. I mean, this is why you play. You play for the love of the game and to have moments like this with your boys. You know, be able to come up big. We haven't had a lot of success.
Well, he had a lot of success with Devontae Adams yesterday with 9 catches for 198 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Yeah.
How many games do they have to go through, Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, 20 years down the road, smoking a cigar somewhere in the backyard till they get to that game yesterday that they played together? Hey, remember that one where we got the 4-10 with the Jets? We beat Mac Jones and the Jaguars? That was cool.
It was a hell of a game, that's for sure. And by the way, it was Devontae Adams, which was really weird, his longest touchdown reception.
Yeah, surprising. I think with his long, illustrious career, he might have had an 80-yarder in there somewhere.
You would have thought. He did have a 71-yarder yesterday, which is the one you guys are referencing. The Giants lost to the Ravens, 35-14. Here's Mark Andrews on Ravens TV talking about one Lamar Jackson who just continues to dazzle. 21 of 25, 295 touchdowns.
He's just so good. Even the touchdown throw that he threw, to me, he kind of just led me right into it. It was almost like a shock. But he's just seeing the game incredibly well. And it's such a blessing to be able to play with the MVP and the best to ever do it.
And then, of course, for the Giants, things not going well. We know this. You had the reporters asking Brian Daboll about the plane flying overhead.
Just control what we can control. Get ready to play a game this week.
Do you think it's a distraction?
No, I didn't know about it until you told me right now. So control what we can control. Get ready to go ahead and have a good week.
And who the hell knows who their quarterback...
Whoever's available, get them ready to play.
Don't know who their quarterback will be. Tommy DeVito, the concussion. Tim Boyle finished. Drew Locke's been injured. I guess he was the emergency quarterback yesterday. So who knows? Really, things going swimmingly for the Giants these days. The Bills beat the Lions 48-42. Here was Josh Allen, threw for 362, accounted for 4 touchdowns, 2 through the air, 2 on the ground.
I think, again, the mindset that we had this week was win every play. Whatever the play was, you know, find a way to execute at the highest level, and we were just focused on the next one, and guys made some really good plays tonight.
They got ahead 14-0 with this run here that they're playing on CBS Sports Network, and they never looked back. They led basically the entire way. Here was Dan Campbell, not thrilled with his preparation.
You know, and ultimately, you know, it's like I told the team, man, I didn't have those guys ready to go. Not like that. You know, not when you're playing a team like that. And, you know, that's with me, man. You know, we had a number of guys that, you know, have played a lot better
than they did yesterday. And he would not use injuries as an excuse. I know they lost a few more players on defense. It's been pretty bad. But they are still 12-2. The Bills up to 11-3 with the win. The Eagles beat the Steelers in the other big game. Very interesting. Can you remember a time, because the fact that you had Nance and Romo at the same time with Kevin and Brady, so the two number one teams going on at the same time on national TV, does that happen often? Usually they are the one take the 1 o'clock window and the others take the national window?
No, I mean, it depends on what the games are and, you know, what games are more important.
Right, but in terms of it being, like, I think these games were both on nationally, were they not?
Yeah, they were both 425. There were no 405s yesterday.
The NFL doesn't do that very often where they're both doubleheaders.
Right. I thought it was pretty wild, actually.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the NFL schedule.
Yeah, no, yes, it is. And the Eagles were the other big game. They beat the Steelers 27-13. Here was Mike Tomlin. What went wrong?
Very fundamental. We got to play discipline. We got to secure the ball. We got to tackle. And we didn't do some of those fundamental things well enough tonight to secure victory.
No.
Yeah, there was one guy who was asking Tomlin a question at this press conference, and he was like going on and on about the Eagles being a good team and blah, 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 lose to them. He goes, it's a loss. Let's not be dramatic.
I did not hear that part. Yeah. Texans beat the Dolphins. We talked about the Grant Dubose injury as he is hospitalized with a head injury but in stable condition. Here was Tua basically taking accountability for the hit and the injury.
I'm my toughest critic when it comes to ball placement, when it comes to knowing where to go with the ball, and all of that. And you know, I just feel bad that I even put him in that situation.
Now, I watched a lot of football yesterday. These hits happen in every game.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, he's supposed to blame himself for that? I mean, CeeDee Lamb almost got his head taken out yesterday.
I know, I mean, and they're playing with a backup quarterback.
Right.
You know, part of playing quarterback is trying to keep your wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs out of bad situations.
I understand
like that. So I understand.
But if you got a guy running free in the middle of the field, you're not going to throw it to him because you see a safety bearing down on him?
No, but you could throw low. You know, this was one of the reasons why Tom Brady was so great, because his accuracy was uncanny of the way that he would throw it away from the defender. You know, Big Gronk would get hit down the middle just because he was just so big.
Think if I told, like, I texted Kevin Burkhardt, hey, Kev, I got a message for Tom. You relay it to him? No. He would do that?
It depends on the message. If you tell him that you think he's doing a fabulous job, he might. If you're telling him, hey, we tell Tom quit already, I doubt it.
Like, Tom, let's get a little more personality in your YouTube videos, huh? You got to be better than this. You're boring the hell out of me. I'm a big supporter of yours. You're just boring.
I don't think he would share that with him.
No, okay. But it's constructive criticism. I think it would help. You know?
Try it. You got Kevin's number?
I do. I was thinking about doing that. Tell Brady I got a couple thoughts for him. He seems to be getting thoughts from everybody in the business. I got some thoughts on his YouTube career.
That is true.
Help him out. Give him some thoughts?
Huh?
Give him some thoughts.
Sure. Sunday Night Football, the Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. Geno Smith did leave the game with an injury. You got the Bears and the Vikings tonight. We were just talking about Minnesota now 11-2 and right up with Detroit in that division. The Falcons play the Raiders tonight. Desmond Ridder gets the start for Vegas against his former team.
I'm excited and blessed to have the opportunity to be able to go out there and step out on the field and be able to go do and play the game that I love. You know, whether it's against the Falcons, the Titans, doesn't matter who it's against.
Wasn't he the one who was boring on the NFL quarterback show? Was it not him?
No, that was Marcus Mariota.
Oh, that's who it was. Okay, but it was a Falcon quarterback.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, fair enough. NBA, the Knicks beat the Magic 100-91. Jalen Brunson and his team playing big in the fourth.
I'm going out there and just playing, and whatever the emotion is needed, it is what it is at that point. Nothing's really like predetermined or anything like that, and that's just That's how I felt in that moment.
Brunson had 31 points as the Knicks moved to 16-10. A big double-double for Karl Anthony Towns, 22 points and 22 rebounds. The Magic now 17-11. Knicks off tonight. The Nets are home for the Cavaliers. The Blues beat the Rangers 3-2. Robert Thomas' second period goal, the difference, put St. Louis up 3-0 at that point. Here's Peter Laviolette, the state of the team's confidence.
I don't like the fact that they're scoring the first goal and we're kind of chasing it, and whether that's sitting on us or not, I don't know. But, you know, there's probably some of that that factors into that.
And he didn't sound too
good. Why thought they're sugar muffin?
They have lost 10 of 13, so hasn't gone well for your blue shirts, as we know. And the Blackhawks played the Islanders yesterday. It was 3-3 in the third, late stages of the third, when Chicago got the go-ahead goal.
Donato, backhand, stuff to the front! Bedard has given the Blackhawks the lead for the fourth time.
And then they would get an empty net goal and beat the Islanders 5-3. That was Brendan Burke on MSG. All right, time now for what we call Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So by the sounds of this, Gio seems hopeful that the orbs around us just kind of leave, even if we never get an explanation as to what the hell they are.
I'd be like, fine.
Good. So they show up again.
All right, let's go. Let's talk about the draft, you know? And maybe they show up again, like, well, long after we're off this planet. We don't got to deal with it.
So you'd be okay with the government saying that there are aliens out there?
No, I'd be okay with them saying exactly what Al just said, which was, we don't know what they are. We investigated them. We have no idea. They're nothing that we have on this planet, but we can't tell you what it is. We can't tell you that it's from another planet or another, a species that could be well advanced. We don't know.
Yeah. And if they said, listen, these orbs, they've been here for 70 years. We still don't know what they are. They haven't bugged us in 70 years. Let's hope it stays that way. We tried to get a closer look at them. We don't have any better idea of what they are. Enjoy your Christmas.
You know what happened? You know what happened?
Feliz Navidad.
In three years, the Jets would be like, you know, 14-0 and going for it. And all of a sudden, we'll figure out what the orbs are. Right. And then there goes that season.
Right, the orb swallows MetLife Stadium.
No, not today.
There you go.
Moment we all knew the orbs were coming. We all knew they were coming. And they were going to swallow up the Jets. We knew that. I knew that. I saw it. I tried to tell you. That's why you had to hire Belichick, but you went in a different direction. And now you got swallowed up by the orb. And it's no fault but your own.
I think we're going to be okay, though, guys. I
hope you're right.
Thank the orbs and the drones. I think we're going to be okay.
That would be nice.
I think that's my positive spin for the day. Mm. And I'm going to put down that TikTok for a couple days, try to get away from that. And the only thing I want to see on my TikTok is boobs, boats, and the guy goes, juicy, juicy mango, you're looking very nice. Maybe some golf
juicy,
footage.
Juicy, juicy mango, you're looking very nice.
Yeah. I got to get back to that.
Good morning to the cutie pie. Looking very nice. Good morning to the cutie pie. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
Hello there, lemonhead, what do you say? Sweet sugar beauty, you're looking like a cutie. Sweet sugar beauty, you're looking like a cutie. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
This is what I need back in my life, man.
The buttercup, but I'm feeling very sleepy.
Eddie loves that man as much as I do, I think. Makes him happy, puts a smile on his face. But yeah, that's what I need, Nick. I got to get out of the drone world and the drone algorithm. And
back to happy thoughts.
Yeah, back to happy thoughts. Boobs, boats, golf.
Boobs, boats, birdies.
And ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. All right, Jerry, we'll see you tomorrow.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, like every time after we leave on a Friday, all of a sudden things start breaking around, and it looks like the Yankees are shoring up their pitching staff. And
yes,
there's a lot of now circulation, a lot of noise circulating around Pete Alonso.
Circulating around. It's about time that market heat up, huh?
Yeah.
So, Kyle Tucker on Friday got traded to the Cubs. Reports were that Brian Cashman did not want to
trade Luis Gil in that deal. So that's why Tucker is not a Yankee. And then on top of that, they did go out and make the deal for Devin Williams, who we all know from the Pete Alonso home run against the Brewers. But this guy had a phenomenal year last year. I thought that was a very good move for them. So, yeah, it's Mets haven't done much as far, you know, after the Soto signing. So we'll see what they end up doing with their pitching. But, you know, and I'm also curious to see, do you know that Clay Holmes, before he went to the Yankees, had like a big, like, mountain man beard when he was with the Pirates?
Okay.
I'm curious to see if he ends up doing that.
Bringing it back?
Bringing it back. Because they got to get rid of that silly facial hair thing now. It's enough of that. It's enough of that with the players, you know?
Well,
let these guys be who they want to be.
Spoken from a guy who has facial hair.
Damn right. That's right. Us facial hair people, we want to see more facial hair people out there. We want to bond together. And we feel like we're being suppressed by the New York Yankees.
Well, you know.
I think we're being, you know, we're victims, really, in this whole thing.
It'd be interesting to see Clay Holmes with a beard, because, you know, I don't remember.
You can look it up. He looks like a totally different person.
Yeah, well.
Looks like a guy that you would roll up on who would be playing the banjo on a porch with several critical teeth missing.
Yeah.
That's sort of what he looks like.
But I will say Duck Dynasty, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I will obviously, both teams still have a lot of questions. And there's still trade available. There's still guys available for trade as well.
Yep, the longest offseason in the history of offseasons is the Major League Baseball offseason. It's absolutely brutal. And obviously we know how long the Soto thing took, and you thought that maybe at the winter meetings, because it was like the night before the winter meetings or the night of when it started, that the deal was made, things would be moving fast and furious, or a couple of moves here or there. But, you know, the Max Fried move, which I guess is still not official because he's on a family vacation or something. So he hasn't even gotten his physical done, and that signing will be official when that happens. But yeah, it sucks. I mean, then you got guys like, you know, every single year, there's a handful of guys who don't get signed that are holding out for a long-term deal that are in their 30s that then go into that IMG Academy and Bradenton, and then there's an injury in spring training, and they sign a one-year deal and show up in spring training for that team. It's the same story every year.
Yeah, but I just kind of feel like money has loosened up again this year.
Loosened up?
I know, like 2 or 3 years ago, it wasn't nearly as, I think, impactful. But, you know, now all of a sudden with the Soto signing and, of course, the Shohei Ohtani signing last year and then now Max Fried. I mean, you know, listen, there's money to be spent and there's more money to be spent, which is amazing to me because you look at these ratings and you look at all this stuff, you're like, where is this stuff coming from?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. It's something we've talked about many times on this show. I know there are, you know, we used to, the easy answer used to be, well, these massive TV deals that these leagues get. Okay, well, now you see these regional sports networks struggling. We know that SNY is not exactly, you know, a
cash cow.
Yes, that's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you. So in regional sports networks that are dying, they're going to the Gotham Sports app with some other things. I mean, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I know that Steve Cohen operates at a loss every single year with the Mets, and a lot of this money is his own money that he's using to spend on players. But there's also only a handful of teams that end up spending like that. You know, it's just a few. I mean, the Yankees, like the big deals you're talking about, have been the Yankees and the Mets and the Dodgers.
Well, it's usually, it comes down to about 10 to 12 teams that have significant payrolls, and then the rest of the league is just average.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in some significantly below average, and teams like Oakland and teams like Pittsburgh, and year in and year out, very, very Kansas City, very low payrolls, and if their farm system is great and they got a good general manager that produces players that you can win with before they hit the free agent market, it's great, but very rarely does that happen.
So now the A's are now only known as the A's. Am I right? They're not tied to a city. Does that sound right to you?
It should be, because Sacramento is a temporary place. They're no longer in Oakland, so they just got to be the A's.
That,
right?
Yeah, I that's what I think.
All right. I mean, that's a mess, that whole situation. Are they even, I mean.
See, so ESPN's website still has them as the Oakland A's as of right now.
Okay. But they're not, right?
No. I mean, I don't know how they could be considered the Oakland A's, especially if they're going to Sacramento.
That's true. You been to Sacramento?
Have I been to Sacramento? I don't think I have.
Yeah, me neither. Remember what Steve Summers used to call Sacra Tomato?
Yeah.
That was his big thing. Then to the Lakers and Sacra Tomato tonight. We'll see. Then Vlade Divac and Chris Webber are able to slay the dragon.
Capital of California.
It is. Hit me with a capital right now. Just give me a state, I'll give you a capital.
North Dakota.
North Dakota's at Pierre or Bismarck? It's Pierre. Pierre. Yeah.
You're good that way.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good at it. Give me another one.
Kansas.
Topeka.
Look at that.
Mm.
Washington.
Olympia.
Oregon.
Salem.
South Carolina.
Columbia.
Virginia.
I want to say Norfolk, but it's not. It's Richmond.
Pierre, South Dakota.
Pierre, South Dakota. Okay. Pierre, so Bismarck's North Dakota.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm Eddie's fact checking.
Bismarck is a D.
Yes. New Mexico.
Santa Fe.
Arizona.
Phoenix? Or is it Tempe? I'm going to say it's Phoenix. I think I'm going to say it's Phoenix. I'm not positive with that one, though.
I don't think it's Phoenix.
Okay. Is it?
It is Phoenix.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, there we go.
You didn't think it was Phoenix, but it is Phoenix.
I'll give you one. Who can tell me? Missouri. Anybody? Missouri? Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't care until you fact check me in his ear. It's a Bismarck appears to be the Helena. It's Jefferson City.
Jefferson City.
Which is always a good one. Very good. If you want to be on my level with the Capitals, you give me Jefferson City. I know you're legit.
You're like Evan with the Presidents.
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't know why. There's got to be some sort of spectrum spot for me with that. I don't know why.
Maybe.
I care.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.